Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday, where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to join us on the air. I talk to them a little bit about what they're working on at school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Sienna Schoen. Welcome, Sienna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. This is our first Thesis Thursday interview from our at-home studios, so that's exciting.
Definitely.
Rumor has it that you're studying words.
Yeah, well, I study working memory and how that relates to word learning. My lab, it's called the L4 lab. We study language, learning, literacy, and the lexicon. So the project that I work on is called the POWER Project, which stands for Profiles of Working Memory for Educational Research. So basically, the point of this is to find out how working memory works and to see how that affects academics, including reading.
How are you studying this in the lab?
My lab does also do a project called the Toddler Study. And what that does is it works with late talking toddlers. So children who should be talking, but aren't really, or they have a lower vocabulary than expected. What this study does is they expose children to multiple dosages of a target word and then test the child to see if they've acquired the word afterwards.
Can you tell us a little bit more about working memory?
Working memory, it's the ability to hold information in your mind and to manipulate it. So a really good example of this is mental math. So say 5 times 14, you have to hold the numbers in your mind and then perform the operation on them.
It's kind of like short-term memory?
It is a little bit. The key difference is that you're able to manipulate things.
Ah, yeah, like when you're stuck in isolation and you stare at your room and you imagine rearranging the furniture.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good example of working memory.
How do you measure something like memory or working memory? How do you measure that? Like, what's the quantity?
Yeah, so in my lab, we use a working memory computerized battery assessment. And so basically, from a participant's perspective in our study, which are kids, they're just playing a bunch of pirate-themed computer games. But the games are really a bunch of little tests that tell us how effective the child's working memory is. And so like an example of some of the games that we have is a digit span task. And in that task, the child hears a string of numbers and then they repeat them back to us. And so this taps into storage for things that you hear. And we call that the phonological loop.
Why are we studying this?
Working memory is used for all kinds of things. So we use working memory when we go to the grocery store, when we meet new people, and when we're learning a new skill. We use it all the time in school to do things like following instructions, pay attention, like I said earlier, mental math, and learning to read. So knowing that working memory is important for all of those things, you can see why we'd want to study it in a school-aged group, because they need those skills to be able to succeed academically. You know, we're really trying to help students. We're hoping that this battery of assessments that my lab has developed, that it will eventually be used by other research, and then once it's been researched more, it could be used clinically to help address students' needs.
I like your style.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
After I graduate, I would like to join a master's program and become a certified speech-language pathologist. I really love linguistics. I took a linguistics class last semester, and it was my favorite class I've ever taken. I mean, I knew that I liked my major already, but like that class really solidified my decision.
Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, yes. I love listening to music.
Oh, yeah? What have you been listening to in quarantine?
I've been listening to a singer called Lauren Daigle. I really like her. She has a great voice. I really love her music.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. You're really wonderful and patient, and I really appreciate you being our first remote student guest.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and thank you for being interested in what I'm doing.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.